Frank Rega is a resident of Sussex County, Delaware, a secular Franciscan, and an avid student of St. Francis of Assisi and Padre Pio. He was a guest on Catholic Forum when his first book, Padre Pio in America, was published. His latest book is titled St. Francis of Assisi and the Conversion of the Muslims, and is published by Tan Books. And I'm very happy to welcome the Catholic Forum, Frank Rega. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Bob. I'm very glad to be here again.
Well, glad to have you on the program, as always. You know, when people think about or picture St. Francis of Assisi, it's always, you know, kind of in a natural setting with animals and so forth. You don't really think of St. Francis in terms of conversion of the Muslims. What is the connection between St. Francis of Assisi and the Muslims?
Well, Bob, that's the key question, and it's the reason I wrote the book, is that even I didn't know it myself, that Francis had actually made an attempt to convert the Muslims to Christianity. Huh. This took place during the Fifth Crusade in the year 1219. Francis actually joined the Crusaders, not as a military person, mm-hmm. but he actually joined the Crusaders with some of his friars, and they went to Egypt on a Crusader warship and landed at the port of Damietta, which is near the Nile. And Francis' intention was hopefully to try to meet some Muslims, try to convert them, realizing full well that he could be martyred. Mm. He had, at this point in his faith journey, he was ready to accept martyrdom. Mm-hmm. And the fascinating story is that there was a great battle, and I tell about it in the book, over the city of Damietta. The Crusaders lost this particular battle, and they had a truce. There was a temporary truce with the Muslims and with the Crusaders, the Christians. During this truce, Francis asked permission of the papal legate. The papal legate was actually with the Crusaders also. There were many religious people, priests and even bishops with the Crusaders because this was a religious thing. Mm-hmm. He asked permission if he could go cross the battle lines, cross the lines of truce, and go to talk to the Sultan. Well, initially, Pelagius, who was the papal legate, refused to give him permission because the Sultan had advertised a great reward for anyone who brought him the head of a Christian. So he was very reluctant to give Francis permission, but Francis kept insisting. So the legate gives Francis and one of his friars, Brother Illuminato, permission to go across no man's land into the Sultan's camp. And that's exactly what Francis does with his brother Illuminato. As they cross over into the Muslim territory, he and his companion are accosted by the Muslim sentries and then captured, beaten, put in chains, and they're in great danger at this point. Francis and his companion, who might have spoken Arabic, Brother Illuminato, we think spoke Arabic, mm-hmm. tried to communicate that they wanted to see the Sultan. The Sultan was actually also the general of the Muslim armies. They were able to communicate to this to these sentries, and they were brought into the war tent of the Sultan. Wow. And the Sultan says, okay, are you here to convert to Islam, or are you messengers from the Crusaders? And they said, neither. We are messengers from God. And Francis proceeded to talk about Jesus Christ, talk about how Jesus was the Son of God, talk about the Trinity, talk about baptism. Francis told the Sultan that he wanted to save the Sultan's soul, because if the Sultan died in his religion, his Islamic religion, he would not be able to make it to heaven. Well, the Sultan initially, of course, was put off by this, but Francis was so charming, had such power of the Holy Spirit, that the Sultan actually became enamored with listening to Francis, and they became friendly. And there was a discourse, and it lasted many days. One writer even says they might have stayed for a whole month, because this period of truce lasted a whole month. And there were many adventures and stories that came out of this. And I tried to, in the book, look for all the ancient sources, the sources that were written around the time of St. Francis himself or shortly thereafter, And bits and pieces of the story of the Sultan are throughout this material. So I tried to gather as much as I could find and make a cohesive story about this this interaction that took place.
Hmm. Was this fact that St. Francis of Assisi went on the Fifth Crusade and did this, was this kind of common knowledge, or did you just kind of stumble upon this?
Well, even though I'm a Third Order Franciscan, I really hadn't thought much about it. I guess I wasn't really aware of it, because like everyone else, yeah, I'm thinking St. Francis talks to animals and preaches to the people in Italy, et cetera. But during my readings a few years ago, I did come across the first story. It might have been Butler's Lives of the Saints. And I decided to start, at that time, a few years ago, start collecting the major stories. There were about three or four. St. Bonaventure wrote something, and Thomas of Celano, another biographer, wrote something. And I put the major stories out on the Internet on a web page, mm-hmm. and I called it When St. Francis Preached to the Muslims. It turns out that other Catholic sites linked to that page because they thought it was interesting, too. And there was nothing there that I wrote. I had just collected the material
right.
and typed it up and put it on the Internet. So it was there for a few years. And once I finished the Padre Pio book, Padre Pio in America, I was looking for ideas for a follow-up. And this was always in the back of my mind. I said, well, this is going to be an interesting story. So I looked into it and tried to find all the information I could, but there wasn't enough for a full book just on this incident. Mm-hmm. So what I did is also add a biography, a comprehensive biography of the saint, what his life before he saw the Sultan, and then what happened afterwards, which was the crib at Greccio, the manger scene, came after that, when he originated that, and then the stigmata. So wrapped around the story of the Sultan is what I call a comprehensive biography of the major events of Francis's life.
Interesting. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and my guest this morning is Frank Riga, a resident of our diocese. He lives in Sussex County, Delaware, and his latest book is entitled St. Francis of Assisi and the Conversion of the Muslims. Now, Frank, when you were putting together this book with the story of St. Francis and the Sultan of Egypt, and including some of the other stories of St. Francis, like the creche and his stigmata, did you come across anything that surprised you, any new bits of information?
Well, the main bit of information was the story of the Muslims, but I also found out that in connection with this, with Francis's outreach to the Muslims, there were five Franciscan martyrs who were killed in Morocco a year after St. Francis spoke to the Sultan. They were martyred in Morocco, and their remains were taken to Portugal, to a certain church in Portugal. At that church was a young friar who was so impressed by the bravery of the Franciscans that this friar converted, he changed his religious order from an Augustinian to become a Franciscan. This friar is now known as Anthony of Padua.
Oh, wow.
Anthony of Padua, yes, received his call to be a Franciscan, even though he was an Augustinian, after venerating the relics of the five Franciscan martyrs who had been killed in Morocco. And Anthony, his first attempt was at preaching was to go to Morocco on his own, so he wanted to be a martyr. But he was taken ill. His boat to go back to Portugal. Portugal was caught in a storm, and it ended up in Italy. And that's how he ended up meeting St. Francis, or meeting the friars, and becoming assigned to preach in Italy. So that was something I had no idea, that connection between St. Anthony and the Franciscan martyrs. That was one of the new things I discovered.
Yeah. So why did you choose to do a book on St. Francis of Assisi and the conversion of the Muslims? Is it because we hear so much in the news these days about Muslim extremists and so forth? Is that what spurred you on?
Yeah, that's one of the main reasons I wrote the book, because St. Francis's goal was to convert. He didn't want to dialogue with the Muslims just to accommodate them. His goal was not, let's live peacefully together. His goal was salvation of souls. He was a very conservative Catholic, and conversion to Jesus Christ for him was essential. And if he was going to be martyred trying to do it, well, that was the penalty or the reward, depending on how you look at it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I wanted to emphasize that point in the book, that the goal of converting others to Catholicism seems to be something we don't think about much today because of ecumenism. And I think we need ecumenism at certain diplomatic levels. But we have to remember that the goal is to preach the gospel to all creatures. And this is what St. Francis did. And another thing that spurred me on was that I had been reading other biographies, and they're trying to revise history about St. Francis. They were trying to say that Francis did not want to convert the Muslims, that he just wanted to talk to the Sultan and live peacefully with them. Mm-hmm. And it's totally against what's really in the historical sources. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to set the record straight on that fact, that he did want to convert to Catholicism the Muslims.
So even though St. Francis is known for make me an instrument of your peace, he was seeking more than just peace.
Well, he wanted peace in the sense that if they converted to Christianity, there would be no need for crusades.
Right.
So his goal was inner peace. Now, he did believe that the Crusades were justified. I document that in the book in a number of passages where the original sources indicate that he felt that it was justified. He even told the Sultan that we are justified in invading you because you blaspheme Christ, because you invade the lands that once belonged to Christians.
Mm-hmm.
But he was not a conscientious objector.
Mm-hmm.
He was a believer in peace, mainly the peace of Christ, inner peace. But when it came to defending the Christian religion, defending against blasphemy, he was willing, and he believed that it was okay to fight a Christian war.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, as I say, there are quotes in the book that go back to that time that show that was his feeling. So, in a sense, he was a man of peace, but not the type of conscientious objector that we think of.
So what was the outcome of this meeting between St. Francis and the Sultan? Obviously, the Sultan did not execute St. Francis, but I'm assuming he didn't convert either. Do we know what the outcome was?
Well, everybody assumes he didn't convert, and even some scholars say that, but there is a story in one of the sources written about 100 years after his death that the Sultan was converted on his deathbed, and I do include that in the book.
Mm.
But we know that the Sultan was, let's say he was softened up to Christianity. In fact, his own people thought he was not a good Muslim because he was became so friendly with the Christians.
Mm.
I think St. Francis did have an influence on him. There are quotes attributed to the Sultan that he said that he really wanted to convert, but he didn't want to be killed, and he knew he would be killed, and he knew Francis would be killed. The story of his deathbed conversion is told by St. Francis in this ancient source,
mm-hmm.
that Francis had a vision from Christ that after he himself died, that after Francis died, that the Sultan would convert because Francis would send two of his friars to the Sultan to baptize him. And the story, according to the story, that's what happened. The two Franciscans, when the Sultan was on his deathbed, came to his lands and baptized him. So there's no 100% proof either way. I conclude in the book that my personal opinion is that the Sultan was converted.
Frank Riga, author of St. Francis of Assisi and the Conversion of the Muslims. Thanks so much for being on the program with us today. How can our listeners get a copy of this fascinating new book and also a copy of your last book, Padre Pio in America?
Okay, Bob. Both books are published by Tan Books,
mm-hmm.
At tanbooks.com. If you have a pencil, I can give you the phone number.
Okay,
Tan
go ahead.
Books, 1-800-437-5876. Your Catholic bookstore should carry Tan Books. And other bookstores should be able to order either book, Padre Pio in America or St. Francis of Assisi and the Conversion of the Muslims.
Frank Riga, thanks so much for being with us today on Catholic Forum. Is there another book in the works?
Well, I've been meditating about a book on St. Anthony, But yeah. I'm not sure yet. I'm just still researching it.
Great. Thanks so much for being with us, Frank, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to everyone.